Hi everyone, welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie. Yay! We are on season 3, episode 4. So let's get into it. So I've switched the recording studio from using the Rodecaster Pro with all the bells and whistles, like the intro and the clapping and the cheering, because I think it's not necessary. So I'm just going to get straight into the podcast. For those listeners who are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, there's going to be the audio on every platform that you watch your podcast, but you're also going to get the Spotify video version, which I'm recording now as well. So I'm using my Shure V7, MV7 microphone, but I'm recording in my home studio. At some point, I'll probably take off the headphones. Right, guys, let's get into it. We're going to get into health and fitness now. I've been talking in recent podcasts for most of 2023 about the Barbie movie and what the whole movie is about and my take on it, my review. I've done press and publicity interviews about the movie as a human Barbie lookalike. I have been speaking about how amazing the movie is, but I want to move forward looking to 2024 on the fitness and bikini body, like my Barbie body kind of perspective. So as we approach the end of December, because we're in the middle of December now, there's only 1 week before Christmas. So I want to introduce you guys to season 3 as we're going to see it in 2024. So I'm starting the 2024 season 3, which we're on now, with 3 podcasts. So I'm on the 4th podcast, and then the 5th one will probably be New Year, but I'm not sure. I might even do 1 or 2 a week now. So that's why there's no bells and whistles, because the setup, I produce my own podcast and the setup is in my studio. So it's nice and easy and accessible. Right, let's get into it. My diet, what's on, and I will give timelines and chapters so that you can fast forward if you don't want to have like a 1 minute or 2 minute intro. Right, we're on 2 minutes. Let's get right into it. My diet. So we're looking at, oh my God, my Barbie body as it is in 2023, moving towards 2024, and what my diet and fitness and gym workouts are, my beauty secrets, things like that. So I'm going to tell you what I'm eating at the minute, because I'm on like this kind of, I call it a colon detox, but don't come for me. I'm not a doctor. And please do not follow my diet and fitness advice unless you've got the advice of your doctor. I have to put that disclaimer in. So anyway, let's get into it. I'm now cutting out sugar. I'll have sugar once a week. I'm on sauerkraut, Greek yogurt, Bistro green leaves, a mixed kind of bag, which I snack on instead of crisps. I have avocado on Ryvita. Ryvita is my kind of, if you like, go-to if I'm not having rice. I have grapes, banana, and apples. I have vitamin C in sparkling. Oh my God, I've given up coffee, guys. Let me get it right. Okay, so sparkling water and vitamin C. I have about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in my water bottle. I have mixed vegetable soup with rice if I'm really drained and I've had a long, like 10 or 12 hour day and I need a bit of carbs. I'm almost what you call doing a carb cycling diet. Right, bearing in mind, if people come for me in the comments, which they don't, I get a lot of support. But if people are thinking, oh, you know, maybe my facts aren't 100% specific. Remember, I was a bikini athlete. I won a title as bikini model champion at the age of 43. So I know my thing about diet and fitness, but there are things that I am still brushing up on. Anyway, so I've got to get all my vitamins and minerals sorted out as well. So during this, what I call my detox week, my stomach has been like clearing out all the toxins without going into too much information. And what I love about that is that my bloating has gone. I've, you know, got IBS. I've had it all my life and I suffer from bad bloating and pain. And some days I'm in absolute agony with my stomach issues. You know, my diet and fitness is this. In the 2 weeks before Christmas, I get super fit. I've had a few months of getting into the winter mode of like winter food and comfort food for the cold and adjusting to the cold weather. I always do it every year like clockwork, honestly. And then in the 2 weeks before Christmas, I go on a cleanse, a detox, and I do my blender with all of the ginger, the vitamin C. I've probably got to get some garlic along the way. And I do like my tonics. What are they called? They're like the health shots every morning. And I'll take it in the evening as well. If my stomach's a bit, I'll take Greek yogurt. If I have to take a painkiller for migraines, I'll have to line my stomach with milk or Greek yogurt. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about like my migraines because that's not necessarily diet related. It's something I've suffered with all my life anyway, and I do wear glasses. So maybe I'm going to go to the opticians as well in the new year, which I think I will do. But looking at diet and fitness, what my plan is this week to detox, get on that road to detoxing and cutting out sugar. I'll have it once a week. Like I've just seen a movie with my friend Steve and we had a bag of sweets or chocolate, blah, blah, blah. And we had chicken. But at the end of the day, I am eating very clean, reasonably clean, without kind of going to keto. That I'll come on to in another episode, the keto diet. And I watch a lot of Dr. Berg. He's amazing. And I look at the ketogenic diet, which has worked for me in the past. So I do practice intermittent fasting when I'm on the kind of first month. I think it will be week 2 or 3 and 4 where I get sort of moving towards keto. And I eat cleaner and cleaner as I go along. Because you know something, if you go cold turkey and you're doing diet and fitness and you're getting back into the gym, there's a certain progress that you make. You've got to do it step by step over 3 months. So my plan is 3 months time, I'll be bikini ready 100%. Right now, I'm about 80% ready. I mean, I can get into a bikini and look amazing and suck in my stomach, get rid of the bloating, and I've got obliques that show through because I'm always doing like, you know, 10,000 steps a day. And I do my cardio, walking, you know. And so I just want to get into the fitness later without overwhelming you guys. But I want to give you like short snippets of things that maybe prick up your ears so that you can relate to me. And then you're not going to obviously turn off the podcast. But if you suffer from bloating or you want to get back into fitness or you want a healthy diet, keep listening, guys. This is not sponsored. You're not going to hear any ads, but you will get my take on things if you're wondering how does she look so good for 53? And I'm 54 next year. So again, there's quite a few people who inspire me in the public eye who are doctors, plastic surgeons, dermatologists, fitness individuals, and mainly the beauty industry, dermatology kind of, or plastic surgeons, they kind of inspire me. I think there's a lady in America, I can't remember her name, but she's amazing. She's got amazing skin. She had quite a lot of work done, but at the end of the day, she does it without going under the knife. She's only had her eyes done. So, and she's into health and fitness, and she looks like an absolute Barbie doll, and she's 47. She looks like 21. She's amazing. I can't remember, Dr. Steffi Keppel. Anyway, I'm going to do something reflecting what I've learned from her in the last week, but I still don't know enough. So I'm still studying that as well. So basically, I am now going to approach next week with slowly getting back into the gym. I am going to do legs. I do 4 machines in the gym. I've got a local gym, which I go to. It's tough, but I just started this morning and the day before yesterday on the Ab King Pro to get my abs. And it's like an all body workout without the lower body. So it's an upper body workout. The Ab King Pro, it's amazing because if you suffer from bad back injury, and I've had injuries of my back, being a bikini athlete training, everyone who's an athlete at some point, and when you become an ex-athlete, you suffer from injuries to your body and just fatigue as well. And the bones, as you get older, obviously you've got your joints and your bones and things like that. So I am very, very careful to ease myself into the fitness program. So I will talk about the fitness in January because I'm kind of launching my fitness. Oh my God, my Barbie body as in fitness body and my health, what, you know, cellular renewal, if that's the right phrase. So from within and the outside. So you're going to see what I do from the outside, like hair and makeup, looking like Barbie, and then how I maintain the glow, what I call the Barbie body, from treating the inside with vitamins and health shots, things like that, and my diet and nutrition. I'm starting to give up caffeine, so I have it in the morning to wake up, but it does slow down my brain, and I'm on the first week, so my brain's a bit mushy and my speech is a bit bleh. So if you can just bear with me, guys. Okay, now that's the general idea. So what I want to look at is, how do I look good for 53 and what does it take to look this good without going under the knife? Guys, I've had my boobs done years ago and they need to be reviewed one year in the near future, but I've not been under the knife with my face. I have had PDO threads, which is a non-surgical, it's invasive, but non-invasive technically. I've had a facelift. I've had my jaw tight in my neck. If you can see my neck, I'll move my microphone away one sec. So I've had my neck tightened a bit and needs a lot of work done still, but I'm doing it kind of, hopefully you guys can find me relatable because I'm not one of these people that is so tightly nipped and tucked. I've been approached to do a documentary for a show, and I won't go into detail, but I'm not sure I'm going to do it because I'm trying to get away from talking about plastic surgery all the time, because that's not really everything about me. I'm an actor, I'm a model, I'm a performer, I can sing, I can do videos as Barbie, as the Barbie lookalike. And I believe in substance over talking about plastic surgery, because if you think of it, guys, there's a lot more to me than just the way I look. It's about your personality, it's about your mindset, your perspective, and everything about your Barbie mindset should be positive, and it should be reflected on the inside, not just the outside. That's where the podcast is going to go in 2024. So this episode 4 of season 3 is kind of the pre-launch of the launch of the 2024 season of this, the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans. So if you've just joined the podcast, then definitely check out YouTube, because I will upload it there, and subscribe and like and comment. I want to have a 2024 interacting with my followers, my fans, which to me are my online friends. And I want to reach out to you guys and see how you can help me grow the podcast and what subjects you want to be part of. So I will reply to comments. I might do lives as well. The bigger the podcast grows, the more feedback and information I can give you on a kind of educated basis rather than just my opinion. So I'll quote and cite people who inspire me, and then you can go away and do your own research about them if they are someone that you want to look into diet, fitness, and beauty treatments as well. So on the beauty treatments, so we're talking about diet, nutrition, which I've touched on, and the fitness program that I'm doing December, January, February, March. And now I'm talking about beauty treatments. So I think it'll be January. One of the podcasts will be about what surgery I've had, talking and reminding people what I've had. Some people haven't seen me or read about me, even though I've been all over the tabloids and on TV and 4 or 5 TV shows. A lot of it's online because there's a bigger presence online, streaming, you know, streaming, everything's streaming now instead of terrestrial TV. But I'm in the mainstream media. So if you Google Rachel Barbie or Rachel Evans Barbie or Human Barbie Rachel, all of the surgery stuff comes up. But again, it's 2 years since I've actually been in the press talking about surgery, because it's kind of repetitive for me. And I'm like, why would I repeat the same chapter? I'm evolving as the Human Barbie. I'm a professional lookalike. I'm an actress building that actor portfolio, because in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I want to be acting on the screen in movies. And reality TV is amazing and I love doing it. And I do get offers throughout the year, but I say no to it right now because I'm just thinking, you know, there's going to be the right show that will come up for me. Paris Hilton once made an interview and she said she turns down 90% of the roles that she's offered for TV shows. Again, Paris Hilton is, you know, the granddaughter of a billionaire, you know, the Hilton Hotel, and she's got her own money and her own empire. And I do not compare myself to her. She's amazing. Personality wise, we've got similarities, but obviously I'm Rachel Evans. She's Paris Hilton. But one of the things that she said was, it's good when you turn things down in programs that you get offered, because the right show will come. It will come and it will feel right. And right now I have had offers to do TV shows, but it just didn't feel the right one. Okay, so the plastic surgery angle I'm going to talk about now is, as the Human Barbie, I'm known for looking good for my age. I'm an ex bikini athlete, competitive athlete in the fitness industry. I competed on stage in my early 40s. I did about 11 shows and I won one. So that means I failed in the others, because failure is a part of success. Rocky was always one of my inspirations. So I would listen to the Rocky soundtrack when I was in the gym and training. And I would also, when I'm competing on stage, really scared, really nervous in a bikini, half naked in a bikini, I would channel Rocky, you know, because there's a lot of people criticizing you when you're out there and you are being judged from the neck down on your fitness body. So I won one show, Bikini Model Champion, at the age of 43. And I competed thereafter and didn't place, not even in the top 10. And there was many, many girls on stage. So you can Google and you can see lots of my shows where my body shape changed over the years. And I would compete, you know, as myself, and I'd have to tone down the Barbie, because you don't want to be judged as some airhead, because people never understood what Barbie was about then. Now they do. And so many people want to be Barbie. Let me just take a drink of my water. My water. Water. Very nice. And so what I'm going to do now, I always say never, I don't think I'm going to compete again, but I want my body to match the body I had in my 40s. So now I'm 53 and I want to show at 43. I want to show people in January, my body's just as good as it was when I was 43. That means I've got about 3 to 6 pounds, maybe 5 pounds to lose. Most of it's going to be off my stomach because that's where I hold fat. Cortisol and cortisol levels and stress causes bloating and obviously your hormones. Now, obviously I've been through the menopause. I had the perimenopause really early and I had early menopause and I never really had to suffer that much. I had sweats and everything. That's just another day, another story, but nothing important to share with you here. And I'm not on HRT or any of those hormone therapy things. I'm just doing it in a natural way. Ironically, I'm a very natural person, even though I've had a lot of work done to my face. So as I look at the fitness pictures of the past, I don't want to repeat it. I want to show something bigger and better and newer so that you guys who are over 35 in your 50s, you can hopefully relate to me because in my mid-30s, I was becoming Barbie. And in my 40s, I was a competitive bikini athlete. And in my 50s, obviously, I'm the human Barbie lookalike. And so you've seen my evolution and my growth. And you're probably wondering, how do I stay slim? How does she do her beauty treatments? What does she do? Has she had any secret plastic surgery? No. So I want to see these comments on my Instagram or my YouTube or on the Spotify, because I think there's a poll on each podcast. As the podcast grows, more people will hopefully engage with me and give me your feedback and your questions, which I can then look at. And I can even say, hey, to Tracy, who left this comment, thank you for the question. And here's the answer, that kind of thing I want to do. But it is going to grow. And the podcast is fairly new. It's been out there for over a year, so it can get a presence in the algorithms. But I'm being honest and real with you guys. And I want it to grow and be amazing. And it will be. And then we can all grow together. And I can even interview my online fans who I would consider friends, and get your feedback so you can be profiled on the show. This is where I want the show to go in 2024, guys. Come on, you can support me and we can do it. So that was the fitness, the beauty, and the diet that I wanted to talk about. I eat eggs a lot more than meat. I only eat meat like once a week. And so in the past, I've tried different diets. I've tried the ketogenic diet. I've tried the paleo. I can't even remember the paleo. I don't think it really went on for very long. And the keto is better for me, the intermittent fasting. I've always done intermittent fasting. So my last meal would generally be 8, 9 o'clock. And then I might have a snack if I wake up in the middle of the night, or even chocolate, to be fair. That's my hormones craving sugar. And then I go straight back to sleep. But I wake up feeling yucky if I do that like middle of the night snack. Sometimes I do wake up and I'm not going to deny my body what it's craving. It's really hard because then I can't go back to sleep. And I've suffered from insomnia all of my life. So sleep is a big thing for me. So if my body craves something, I'm not going to deny myself. Whereas in the past, when I was a bikini athlete competing, I literally had to weigh every millimeter, every ounce of my food and stick to the diet. Guys, if you see me look up, I've got a light in front of me, but I just want you to see my eyes and my thought process, which actors like to show, because if I'm looking down, it's just weird. I think it doesn't look good on camera. And I want, you know, this is what I would be looking at if I was talking to you. I'd be looking at you. So maybe I'll turn to the side as well. Okay, so if you were sitting across the table or sitting on the sofa with me, we can do a sofa podcast again. We can do that. This is how it would be. So looking at the diet, I've tried different diets in the past, but my favorite is a kind of keto-friendly diet. It's more of a relaxed keto. There's so many ways. Oh, I'm on the keto. You know, it's relaxed keto. But no, you either do keto or you don't. But when I do keto, my face loses a lot of inches. It loses a lot of weight. And I don't want to look gaunt. I've been practicing my American accent. I do not want to look gaunt. Okay, so what else am I going to talk about in this podcast episode? I want to know what you guys do for your fitness and beauty secrets and how you struggle. We want to do a podcast together. Come on, guys, where I'm talking about my struggles. My struggle is to get back into the gym. What's your struggle? I have to get back in the gym when I'm exhausted from a long day in London at meetings, or when I'm at work and I'm like, oh my God. When I'm at home, I drive a lot and I love it because I'm not so exhausted, but I do need to get those 10,000 steps in a day. And believe me, I do. So what I want to talk about is your struggles, how to overcome them, and how we can stay focused with a Barbie mindset. You know, never give up. Remember, you can be anything. Never give up and go for your dreams and be independent. So being independent means do not be codependent on people to be your gym buddy. If you need someone to spot you when you're lifting heavy weights, that's different. Go for it, guys. But if you want to get into the gym and no one's around and you're like, meh, or I don't have enough. If you say to yourself, oh, I would like a personal trainer, become your own personal trainer, guys. All you've got to do is just take the first step. And I'm doing that tomorrow. I did it today. I did my Ab King Pro. And tomorrow I'll probably go into a mini leg workout for 10, 15 minutes on four machines. And I'll hit the gym no matter how tired I am. I'm trying to get up in the morning and go, because I prefer to go in the morning, but my energy levels prefer working out in the evening. So you've just got to find your thing. Even if it means coming home, putting the yoga mat out and doing some squats or lunges, it's better than nothing, guys. So you can join me on my journey and take the first steps and we can grow together. So that's why I want you guys to join me on my podcast. Yay. Oh, So what I want to talk about next in the podcast of January will be how I'm struggling and coping with the struggle. So it's all about the struggle and taking the first step for December, and January will be how I counter the struggle. How do I fight against the struggle, and what do I do to minimize the pain? Because we've all got to come out of our comfort zone, right, guys? We've got to come out of our comfort zone, and we've all got to just keep hitting that gym. Yeah, I've had my nails done. I love them. They're so nice. People ask me about my makeup as well. I'll do a makeup video soon and tell you guys what I'm wearing. Today I'm wearing MAC. I've got my Mineralize foundation, and I've got Kiko lips. I've got Elizabeth Arden. And I'll talk about all of my makeup in general if you want to know how I get my great skin. Yes. Not bragging or anything, but I have got great skin. I've just got dark circles around my eyes, so I can't go anywhere without a heavy dose of concealer. All right, let's get back to the fitness. So when I'm in the gym, I'll do four leg machines sitting down. I can't do freestanding weights because my back. And I broke my foot a year ago, which I didn't sort of tell anyone. But hey, guys, you know what I mean? I was like literally working through a broken foot with a cast on. So what I do, I like to sit down. I like to do the leg press, quad machine. I like to do abductor and adductor, the inner and outer thighs and glutes. And I will do the leg press lying down with my legs. Is it a 40 degree angle? Or I'll do the sitting, pushing leg press. And that's my lower body. So I like to do the glutes and hams because I love to feel the hams and the glutes tight and achy and sore. Now, I've always been blessed with shoulders, good shoulders. I've got broad shoulders. They're probably a bit broader than my hips, a little bit. And I've got muscles in my shoulders from years ago. And because I have very active lifestyle in my work and everything, I do have to lift things heavy. And I just think the walking, you know, fast-paced walking helps maintain your arm shape. But I've always been blessed with good arms, muscles that I can't even get rid of on my arms. So I'm not working my upper body that much now. It's got to be lower body. Then I'll do upper body. I'll do 5-day split for the gym. So in the gym, by the end of December, I want to be doing I'm going to be doing 3 workouts a week minimum, which is a full body or up. No, actually, I'll go for lower body and upper body. So it'll be 2 lower body workouts, legs and glutes and hams a week, and then 1 upper body. Because when I do the Ab King Pro, I'm working my upper body, my shoulders, my triceps and my biceps and my back. Then what happens is in January, when we get to that level of the podcast where we're on month 2 of workouts, it will be upper body where I'm going to do shoulders. So I might do back and biceps, shoulder and tries. Wednesday, glutes, legs, hams. Thursday will be shoulders on its own. And then Friday, it will be rest, and then Saturday, am I on my right day? And then it'll be glutes, legs, and hams. Again, that'll be January, probably middle of January, hopefully. Yeah. I might actually do it in the first week of January, to be fair, because by March, it'll be month 3, and that's when I'm going to unveil my results for OMG, my Barbie body, March 2024. That's the goal, guys. So do you want to join me on this journey? Come on, just get into the comments and tell me what you're doing, and we can keep connected that way. I can't wait. I really want to reach out and be very relatable to people now. because it's all about beauty, diet, health, and fitness. Yeah, I am Barbie, but that is just, people know that now. Let's look behind the headlines. Let's look at what I'm talking about now, about everything, how you can work with your mindset as Barbie, how you can focus and how you can maintain a strong mindset to have a healed body from within. Because healing is a big part of my journey as well. You know, you might do yoga or breathing exercises. I even watch ASMR videos, guys, to relax. If I'm on a train coming from a meeting in London, I watch ASMR videos. I get tingles and I relax. It's lovely. And I'd go to sleep that way. Obviously, I'm on my own, so I don't have a partner. So I'll watch videos to go to sleep because my brain's racing and active. But hopefully the gym then will affect your sleep. And don't forget, sleep is so important to cell renewal and growth on a cellular level. And I want to talk a lot about cellular renewal from within. So if you're looking at a skin regime, I'm now going to look at things like salicylic acid, copper, zinc, and then what's the other one? The collagen and retinoids, I think they're called. I'm going to be talking about my beauty routine for January, February, and March as well. And we'll do a before and after of the skin because there's wonderful inspiration. I'll get my list ready for January. I'll probably do the next podcast on skincare, actually, because I've been researching it for the past 2 weeks and I've got quite enough in my notes to make a podcast of it. But there's a lot of people out there who really inspire me. And I'm like, wow, I want to be like that. It's amazing. And get my skin so gorgeous. Because plastic surgery is one thing. You don't want a face that's pulled too tight. Remember Joan Rivers? She said, oh, she regretted her surgery and things go wrong. I mean, Priscilla Presley looks amazing, but I think she had a botched job on her face because somebody that she went to, and it's out there, it's public knowledge, she had a surgeon who didn't work on her face properly. And you know, damage can be done and you can't undo the damage. So that's plastic surgery. So would I go under the knife for a facelift one day? Probably yes, but I probably have a lower facelift to tighten the jaw. So if you look at the video, guys, you can see me pull my jaw like that. It will be tighter, but at the minute it's just aging for a 53-year-old looking good for my age. And I do whiten my teeth as well. So we'll incorporate all of these things. Leave a few comments if you can, guys. Tell me what you would like to see me to talk about in my beauty podcast. So it will be an episode on my beauty secrets and what skincare I'm using and obviously what makeup. But again, I'm going behind the face, behind the body and what we put into our body. So what products make your skin glow? What products help skin cell renewal on a cellular level? And what then radiates outwards and what makeup I'm using to enhance it rather than mask it. Because my friend Steve is very clever. He said to me, you know, I do the masking, which is the cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, but it's also what you put in. And so we had a lot of chat recently and I learned a lot from him. He's very clever. He knows a lot about a lot of things. And that he inspired me as well. So he's a guy and he's 54 and he looks like my Ken. When we're out, people go, are you Barbie and Ken? I'm like, yeah. But he's very private, so he's not in my pictures or anything. And we went to Tenerife together this June, and we're going to go away together in the near future. He's like my best buddy. We flirt, you know, never say never. But, oh my God, I just thought I saw something at the corner of my eye then. It's literally my hair. I just thought I saw a ghost. There's no ghost here. Might be my mum or my twin sister. Rest in peace. So we are on 29 minutes. So let me just look at my notes. What else? Oh, yes. Hair. Now, I want to talk about hair as well in a podcast in January. So it'll be beauty, health and fitness January. And it'll be about my hair because I wear clip-in real hair extensions, but my hair is naturally blending with it. Now, the hair pieces, which are half wigs that I wear for my personal appearances, for big Hollywood hair kind of vibe, I will wear those wigs. They're half wigs. Yeah, they don't cover my whole head because I've got enough hair. But on an everyday basis, I still look like Barbie, but I want to go really like Hollywood fake. Not fake, what's the stage? I want to get stage worthy in my videos that I do on Cameo. So you can book me for a video on cameo.com. And you can also request the outfit for your loved ones. So say you want the cowgirl Barbie, I can do that. If you want the gingham pink beach dress, hi Barbie. That one, like, hi Barbie. hiking, and I can wear the hat, or just I can put the blue outfit on. People aren't familiar with the first outfit that she wore, which is in the car. It was like a blue gingham with the blue headband and the blue bracelet. I've got that as well. Or I could put the gold jumpsuit on and do the clapping, and she's winking. And I've literally got a bright light in front of me, so I can't see nothing right now, guys. I'm trying to look at my screen and do an impression, but I can't. I'll just leave that for when I do my videos. And I think there's another outfit. Yeah, the rollerblade Barbie outfit, so I wear that one. My favorite's the rollerblade Barbie because I've got the actual rollerblades from Impala Skate, and I got them imported as well from America, because it's only now that you've got the kind of cosplay outfits from the Barbie movie, but they weren't available when I was doing the Guardian Life and Style cover with Rich Pelly. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I had the outfits, but hey, it's okay. Another day, another time, there'll be more publicity, I'm sure. So hopefully there's no echo, because I'm in my grey room, which is my studio, the room I've converted as a studio. I've got the 12 millimeter mats here. I'm holding my Shure MV7 as close as possible to my mouth, because I don't want to hunch over. I'm working on my posture as well, because I'm still working on my studio, guys. I just want it to look not too much of a produced setup, because I think sometimes people can't relate to you then, you know. Anyway, guys, I'm going to end the podcast here. This has been a very general talk on the Parody Podcast Show, talking about health and fitness. Oh my God, my Barbie body, what I'm doing in my diet, in the fitness, looking ahead to 2024, what my plan is for the next 3 months, health and fitness, and then my beauty and my hair will be weaved into it. Oh, no pun intended, hair weave. And I'll also talk about other topics. Who knows, I might even in February do romance and dating. Okay, guys, thank you for watching the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie. Over and out. Bye, guys.